In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Back in here on Cody and Gold, 96.5 The Fan, and excited to talk about a new partnership taking place between the Royals and Underdog Fantasy. They have opened up the possibility in Missouri, as we know, of sports wagering beginning. It's not the possibility. It's going to start in December with sports wagering. Underdog already available in Missouri, but have partnered with the Kansas City Royals to work on their sports betting market opportunity. So I guess we'll talk a little bit about it. Director of Strategy Joshua Anderson joining me first. Tell me a little bit about the Royals partnership, how these partnerships work with the Royals, and why Underdog's excited to partner with Kansas City in particular.
Yeah, no, one, appreciate you having me on. We're super excited about the partnership with the Royals. So a couple of key things here. One is we're working with them on this multi-year partnership to get market access. We're in the process of getting our sports betting license in the state of Missouri. It can include a range of marketing campaigns, philanthropic efforts as well. And we think the Royals are a perfect partner for us because our number one thing is making sports more fun. The Royals have a really deep and authentic connection with baseball fans there in the region. They're a very storied franchise, and we're super excited to enhance the partnership. We've been doing quite a few things with the Royals in the past on a marketing effort, and they've been great partners on that side. We're excited to bring more to the fans in Missouri.
Well, I'll tell you what, I've participated in one of those. I ran in the Underdog Hot Dog Derby Championship. I did not win. I was unfortunately pitted against a former professional soccer player. I actually have a long history of not winning in hot dog derbies. I'm 0-4, which might be a personal record.
Oh man, that is, I don't know if that's actually more impressive on that side, but you, in that case, you've had a great opportunity to kind of see some of the fun stuff we get to do there with Bark in the Park and the Underdog Hot Dog Derby. It's a super exciting thing. We love just being kind of integrated there in the community. We want to kind of make sure we meet fans where they are and get a chance to, again, like every time you're at a sporting event, we want to make sports more fun. So glad you got to participate. Unfortunately, to get a chance to win yet on that front.
When you talk about the philanthropic part of the end of it, how does this partnership allow the Royals and you guys to do that together, I guess? How does partnering make that more feasible?
Yeah, so one, anytime you have a deep partnership with somebody, it gives you a chance in a range to kind of work together to see, like, where can you make the biggest impact in the community? And obviously, like, the Royals bring a side of this that, you know, they understand Kansas City. They have a really large reach. They're able to and have previously worked deeply in the community. So the goal is to kind of plug in with them there and continue to kind of push those forward.
I know that obviously you guys already have. You're available in Missouri. I actually talk about that quite a bit on our show. And so you guys can be used now even before things officially switch over on December 1st. How does that switch the model for you guys? All the other great ways to play or to make selections? Like, how does it kind of change the way you guys will view this starting December 1st as this thing starts to switch over?
That's a great question. So I think, one, to your point, we already have an offering there in Missouri that allows fans to make a lot of choices and express their opinions on sports as we have them right now. We're excited to offer more. So as you might be aware, when we have the sports betting license, we'll be able to offer team picks. You'll be able to access more markets on that front. We're very excited. Also, the timing in December means you're going to have sports in full swing right across multiple leagues. And so ultimately, it's going to give fans the chance to both express their opinions on more things on that front and hopefully be able to enjoy it even more. We have plenty of fans that are already doing so through our fantasy product, and excited to expand that offering to them with our sports betting product.
Obviously, you know, different operators choose to operate in different states. Underdog is still a pretty new company overall. You know, why Missouri, I guess? You guys were obviously here now, even before the sports wagering stuff becomes official on December 1st. But why do you like Missouri so much? You know, why is it a state that appeals to Underdog?
So I think there would probably be a couple things on the Missouri front. One, we felt that Missouri was an underserved state when it came to the ability to have fantasy product offerings and make sure we can continue to put that in the hands of folks. Because one, it's a really big sports state. You have a ton of story franchises there in Kansas City and St. Louis. And so we found that Missouri fans were deeply connected to their sports teams. So one, we always like to be in those places. Two, the state provides a license to be able to offer a fantasy offering. We always stay within the guidelines of what the state allows us to do. And then obviously with it being a sports betting state launch this year, we wanted to make sure that one, we can put the best things in the hands of the fans. So we feel like Underdog has built an incredible product. We built our own technology so the platform doesn't look and feel like every other operator. The UI is built for the sports fan, and we think that's something that we want to put in the hands of the folks in Missouri, and we're excited for folks to get to experience that with our sports betting product.
Can we expect some more in-stadium stuff? You obviously say you do Bark at the Park, and we know about the Hot Dog Derby Championship. You think there'll be some other stuff at the K?
So that's a great question. I would say be on the lookout for us to do more as we kind of work with that partnership. I'm sure you'll see some fun and exciting things there. I won't give it all away, but I would say keep your eyes on that one. We're excited. And again, they're great partners when it comes to that. So we're always looking for exciting opportunities to kind of engage fans live as well.
All right. Tell people one more time, just so like they understand, because like it is kind of interesting because Missouri's been stuck in this limbo. Like, I use Underdog now. I use it to make selections, to work in the fantasy end of things. I love that part. But because on the other side of the state line, Kansas has been legal, it feels like we've been stuck in Missouri in this limbo. So why do you think this partnership's kind of perfect for Underdog, and why are you guys excited for December 1st?
So, again, the partnership side, just such a great team to work with, and both across the marketing efforts and now the market access side. So we're super excited to kind of have that partnership continue forward because we already do so much with them, and this is just going to expand what we can do. On that front, and to your second point in the statement, we're super excited for everybody to have access to even more, you know, when it comes to being able to express their opinions on sports. So I think it's an incredible opportunity now with the fantasy product to go in every week and, you know, make your picks and decide how you feel about what's going to happen in the game. It's that game of skill of making sure you have the chance to pick that. And then as we get to December, now we get to open up even more, right? And that's going to be such an exciting opportunity. Again, the sports fans there in Missouri are so deeply entrenched there in Missouri and in sports in general. And so we know they're just going to rapidly be excited on December 1st to be able to do that. So we're excited to do that on Underdog.
Keep an eye out for more stuff between Underdog and the Royals. Joshua Anderson over at Underdog, thanks for joining me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.